How do you continue the synthesizer model when you have kind of run out of things to teach? Keep teaching the same things. Absolutely. You don't just want to teach something once. Would you imagine the younger version of you? You teach him something once, is he gonna remember that for the rest of his life? How about bench press? You hit bench press once, are you just, yep, no, I'm not gonna repeat myself. What's the next chest exercise, bro? You run out after like 2, 3 weeks. You got nothing else left. Some weird overhead computer press or something, trying to stay original. Like repetitions, right? When people are saying that you're too repetitive, I promise you this, and you can write this down. When my audience are saying that I'm too repetitive, that's when I'll see the most growth. Guarantee it. Guarantee your YouTube analytics will reflect this. You can update me in a few months. When people start spamming, oh man, you're just repeating yourself. This is getting a bit boring now. Guarantee that will be when you've got the highest YouTube metrics out there. You need to repeat yourself. This is something I learned about leadership. You need to tell people like your vision, your values, every single time you see them. Because to us, it feels like we're repeating ourselves. The truth is, your average subscriber watches like 1 out of 4 of your videos to the end. On average, people watch your videos for what? Like 1 minute, 59 seconds, right? So the average person of your entire subscriber base, of the entire views, isn't even seeing the part where you actually talk about like 80% of the things that you have spoke about. So to them, it's not even repeated. They've been subscribed for like 6 months. You've been saying the same thing every single video, and they'll finally watch one video to the end. Like, oh man, that's a really good point he just said. You've been saying the same thing every single time. So don't be afraid, because in the end, there's probably 1,000 things that we could teach each other. That's it. You break everything down to like the core principles that are in religious textbooks. That's it. But they've been repeated every single year for thousands of years. And people still think that it's like some amazing thing that we're learning these values. Same with self-improvement. How many times can I tell people to meditate, exercise, journal, right? But the value's not in enlightening someone so they learn something new. The real value is in doing the same thing repeatedly over time and slightly making progress. And so that's what your content, in my opinion, should reflect. It should be you. Let's say it's meditation, how it was for me. I'll talk about meditation for genuinely 500 videos and I still won't stop. But almost every time that I do it, I say something somewhat new or somewhat different. I don't say word for word every single time, okay? I don't have like a motto that I say the exact same thing, you know? It's not like just copy and paste. But it's like when I'm free flowing and I'm talking about meditation, what I've said about meditation is almost entirely different from what I said in the last video and the last one. Now, someone might have been lucky and clicked on the 17th video that I talked about meditation and the 76th where I actually ended up saying the same things. But chances are, it's like if anyone does see your message and they do think it's a bit repetitive, so they're usually just like brain dead people. And the thing is, they're still watching anyway. Right. And you know, you can just keep this totally authentic. Let's say again it's meditation, right? I've got it on my habit tracker still from 3 years ago to this point. Meditation has been on my habit tracker. If I make a video, top 7 ways to get girls, and number 3 is, oh, meditate, because you know it'll help you become sharper and you'll be more present, and that's actually quite attractive, right? Now I can say to them the exact same things that I've said about meditation, but the truth is, every single time there's a new micro moment that we can speak about. It could have literally as been as simple as me, like I'm saying meditation again for the 500th time, but I'm going to tell them how it was. Oh, and I meditated today. And you know, I'm just going to be totally honest. I've been meditating for 3 years and I literally only put the timer on for 3 minutes. And I'm not even going to lie to you. About 2 minutes in, I just went on my PC and just started working instead. There we go. I've told meditation 500 times and here I am being authentic and honest and saying like, yeah, I'm kind of slacking on it myself, but I know how much meditation is important. And you know, I say it to you all the time. Like, here is like a whole 5 minute talking piece, which is so authentic and attractive. And you know, there's another lesson there, which is like, you know, make sure you don't slack off. You've got to keep progressively overloading it. No matter how much time goes on, you can't just like stop going to the gym and expect to like maintain or even grow the muscle. So here's a new talking point, even with the minor experience that I happen to have this morning. So remember, repeating yourself means that you actually say the same words again and again and again. You copy and paste. You're not actually doing that. It's actually different each time. You're saying different words. It's just that, like, you can somewhat get maybe a little bit insecure, or someone can comment that it's on the same topic. But of course it is. That's like saying that some like fitness teacher is just repeating himself because he keeps talking about exercises. Like that's his niche, bro. It's like, that's like saying, oh man, all this Huberman guy does is just talk about science. It's like, yeah, he's a scientist, bro. Like, what else do you want him to do, man?